Yes?
I saw your light on.
Yeah, is everything all right?
Yeah, I just couldn't sleep.
Me neither. Oh, look what I'm reading. Phew!
I thought you already read it.
I did, but it's been a while, and I wanted to sound smart over breakfast.
Oh, you're smart.
Oh, good. Wasn't sure it was coming across.
What chapter are you on?
Six.
Oh, the extragalactic distance ladder. Want to know a little secret?
Sure.
I wrote the section on the Wilson-Bappu effect completely naked.
Really? Sure doesn't read that way.
Here, let me show you. When we consider the brightness of pulsating variable stars, we start to see a possible explanation for some of the discrepancies found in Hubble's constant.
Wow. You really make science come alive.
Vocal test, morning vocal test. Second vocal test, second morning vocal test.
Morning, Sheldon.
Morning.
Morning, Sheldon.
Morning. I trust you had a pleasant night.
More than pleasant.
Excuse me, I'm going to relieve myself.
How do you take your coffee?
Black.
Okie doke.
P for Houston, P for Austin, P for the state my heart got lost in. And shake twice for Texas.
Something his mother taught him.
All right, Elizabeth, the bathroom is yours. The seat is down and has been sanitized for your protection.
That's very thoughtful, but I think I'll finish my coffee first.
Ah, so the yogurt didn't work. I'll fire off a critical email to the manufacturer.
Oh, good, you're up. Look, my car won't start. I need a ride to work.
Did you once again ignore your check engine light?
No, Mr. Smarty Pants. I ignored the fill gas tank light.
Leonard, Penny wants to exploit any residual feelings you have for her in order to get a ride to work.
Sure, let me just put this in a travel mug.
Hello? Hi.
Oh, Penny, this is Dr. Plimpton, a leading expert on quantum cosmology. Dr. Plimpton, Penny is a waitress who doesn't understand the role gasoline plays in the internal combustion engine.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Enjoying your stay?
Yes, very much.
Good.
Wonderful. Meaningless pleasantries accomplished. Elizabeth, Leonard's bathroom time is coming up, and believe me, you do not want to follow him.
Excuse me.
Okay, well, I guess I should get dressed so I can take everyone to work. You and Sheldon and Sheldon's friend, Dr. Plimpton, who you just met. It'd be fun. Like a clown car.
Hang on.
Yeah, what, huh?
We just broke up.
Well, you and me? Yeah, we did, not too long ago. How you doing with it?
I'm not as good as you, apparently.
I don't follow.
You know what? It's none of my business. If you want to sleep with Sheldon's doctor buddy right after we stop seeing each other, go for it.
Well, no.
Excuse me. I'm uncomfortable with you recommending that Leonard pursue having intercourse with Dr. Plimpton, who I assure you has better things to do.
I'm not recommending it. I'm saying it already happened.
Oh, that's preposterous. Tell her, Leonard.
Well...
No.
Come on, it wasn't my fault.
The implication being that you somehow tripped and fell into her lady parts?
You know what, I'm just going to take the bus to work.
No, but I can still drive you.
Oh, no, it's okay. You might slip on a banana peel and get me pregnant.
I must say, I'm shocked by this betrayal.
I didn't betray Penny.
Not Penny, me.
How am I betraying you?
Elizabeth's my friend, and you're playing with her.
Yeah, I guess I did.
What the hell are you doing?
Relax, it's NyQuil.
You still have a cold?
Maybe, but I don't care. That's the good thing about NyQuil, it's like 10% booze. I call it the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, so you can talk to girls medicine.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Because, boy, I was up all night.
Did you get a cold too?
No, I was awake all night.
If you want, I can give you some of my mom's sleeping pills.
She won't notice they're missing?
Oh, she doesn't know she takes them.
That's okay. It was something else keeping me up last night. And again this morning. And I didn't mind. I was up last night. I was up this morning. I didn't mind. Those are your clues.
Did the pigeon on your windowsill have more babies?
No.
Were you up making another stop-motion Lego movie?
No.
Because let me tell you, it's not enough to make the Legos move. They also have to capture your heart.
Okay, I'll give you one more clue. It involved another person.
Did you get a Japanese love pillow?
Is a Japanese love pillow another person?
It is if you love her and give her a name.
Dr. Plimpton, I'd like you to meet my colleagues, Dr. Rajesh Kukrapali and not a doctor, Howard Wallowitz.
I'm a big fan of your work.
Thank you.
And of course, you've already introduced yourself to Dr. Hofstadter.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Boy, I'm kind of tuckered out. How are you feeling, Elizabeth?
You know what? I am a little tired. Would you be a dear and get me a cup of coffee?
Sure. Black, right?
Actually, now I think I want it hot, brown, and sweet.
Coming right up.
What?
What do you mean, what?
It's Halo night.
I can't. I'm too sick. Go away.
That's why we moved Halo Night here. Look, I brought my mom's chicken soup.
I'm not hungry.
Don't send him away. Let him in.
Who is that?
I bought a parrot.
Chef, right. Dr. Plimpton.
Hi, Howard, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Howard? Do you like role-playing games?
Yeah, sure. In fact, I'm a dungeon master.
Not tonight. Tonight, you are a delivery man. You brought soup, but uh-oh, Raj and I don't have enough money to pay you, so we'll have to come to some other kind of arrangement.
Beg pardon?
You two figure out the details. I'm gonna go change into something I don't mind getting ripped off my milky flesh.
Go away! She wants New Delhi, not kosher Delhi.
Besides, you have a girlfriend.
You broke up weeks ago.
Why didn't you say anything?
I was waiting for the right time. This is the right time. Hey, who's ready for Halo?
Oh, this is like a nightmare. Get lost!
He's right. The numbers are shaky enough as it is.
I don't understand.
Oh, good. Leonard's here.
Good?
Elizabeth, what's going on?
What's going on is you and Howard are my moving men, and Raj is my new landlord, and I don't have enough money to pay any of you.
Is she suggesting what I think she's suggesting?
Yep.
Welcome to the Penthouse Forum.
Okay, show of hands. Who's up for this?
We'll all be naked in front of each other.
I'm out.
Everybody ready?
Follow my lead. Almost. We're going to go out into the hallway and make a dramatic entrance.
Oh, good. It's so much better when everyone commits.
Run. Don't look back.
I thought we had something special.
So you say you can't pay your rent?
Leonard,
Hey.
I found these in the dryer. I'm assuming they belong to Sheldon.
Thanks. It's really hard to find these in his size. Listen, I've been meaning to talk to you about the other morning.
You mean you and Dr. Slut Bunny?
Yeah, I wanted to explain.
No, you don't owe me an explanation.
I don't?
No, you don't.
So, you're not judging me?
Oh, I'm judging you 9 ways to Sunday, but you don't owe me an explanation.
Nevertheless, I'd like to get one on the record so you can understand why I did what I did.
I'm listening.
She let me.